Blog Talk Radio.
The days I can't see your eyes, I don't even want to open mine. On the days I can't see your smile, well, I'd rather sit, wait a while. For the days I know you'll be near, 'cause a day without you, it just isn't fair. See, the days I can hear your voice, I'm left without a choice. But they get weak in the knees, fall head over heels, baby. And every other cheesy cliche. Yes, I'm swept off my feet, oh, my heart gets a beat. But there's really only one thing to say. You're beautiful to me. You're everything, yeah, that's beautiful. Yes, to me, oh. I can't find the words to explain just how much it got me going insane. When you speak to me, sometimes it's fine. Oh, I stutter my words, I say never mind. 'Cause even when you just walk by, well, I look around to seem occupied. 'Cause I'm trying so hard to hide, yeah, all of these feelings inside. 'Cause I get weak in the knees, fall head over heels, baby. And every other cheesy cliche. Oh, I'm just off my feet, my heart beats a beat. But there's really only one thing to say. You're beautiful. Yes, to me.
Journey into the light on a Thursday afternoon. We're very glad that you are here. We got a great show for you. Pandrea is here live, an amazing psychic medium, and so much more. She just a soul of sweetness and compassion and of connection to your angels and to your guides. It's amazing. Every show that Pandrea does, honestly, is such a delight here on Journey into Light. Always enjoy it every Thursday here at this time. So this is your opportunity to call on in and ask Pandrea a question. Now, the phone number is always 347-884-8245. Once you call in, and if you want to speak to Pandrea, press that 1 on your phone so that we know you want to come on and have a question. Very important. Press the 1 on your phone. Otherwise, we won't know to come to you. We'll be live later this evening here, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We do have a very special show tonight at 9 p.m., so try to be here at 9 p.m. We have two amazing psychic mediums that are sisters that are going to do a one-time show on Journey into the Light. They don't do readings on the radio. It's just something they don't do. Even though Angel Kuzak is one of my regular Thursday night guests. She has so much experience, was trained in London for over 25 years at a psychic college there, and I am so looking forward to this. They're coming on to benefit our homeless project, and so that's tonight. We'll be taking calls 9 p.m. Eastern time. Write it down. Be there. So there you go. And if you'd like to contract Pandrea for private sessions, you can do that by simply going here to the show page. And on the show page, there is the contact information for Pandrea, who, does do private sessions all the time. So you can definitely set up a private reading with Pandrea. The phone number is listed here on the show page and also the website. And let me give you the phone number for Pandrea. If you want to jot that down, it might be a little bit easier than maybe for some of you folks out there. I know it is for me sometimes just to pick up the phone. The number is for Pandrea is for setting up a private reading now. This is not the radio number, okay? This is not the number for free readings. This is the number to set up a private reading, a full in-depth private reading. Here it is. Get your pen and paper out. Someone needs a half a second more. I can hear it. Michael, I need one more second. I'm grabbing that pen. I got it. Okay. I do hear messages too. 225-571-8659. 225-571-8659. That same phone number I just read to you is here on the show page as well. Okay, so there you go. Got everything you need. And let's go ahead and let's log on in. And thank you, Bonnie. Let's log on in and let's bring Pandrea on to Journey into the Light. Welcome back, Pandrea.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's so wonderful to be here again and, get to talk to you guys, interact, and I'm just so super excited.
It's always great having you here, not just the connections with the audience, but I love your topics. You're so informative. You go so in-depth, and really it's a helpful educational time for us also. And I know today you're speaking about forgiveness. That's so important, I think, in our daily lives.
Absolutely. It is so important in our daily lives. And, I just want to share with you guys what I found out about forgiveness. And also, if you continue to listen at the end of my little conversation here, I actually did a meditation with one of the with the angels, and they also wanted to share their point of view with you as well. So looking forward to it.
All righty. Well, great. So I'm going to go ahead and sit back here and listen to you, Pandrea, and you can take it from here about your topic. That'd be great.
All right. For some of you who have not heard about me, I just want to tell you a little bit about myself. I usually do this every show, so why not stop? Why stop now? So, first of all, I'll tell you a little bit about me and how I got started. I started experiencing my gifts when I was 4. Throughout the years, my connection grew with spirit, and even throughout elementary school and high school and college, I had had countless spiritual experiences. And, you know, of course, during that time, I didn't understand a lot of them, like how I could see the transparent individuals and how I could know people's situations and feelings without them telling me. But one of the things that was for certain was that my gifts were pushing me in the right direction, which was a spiritual direction. And I strongly felt that deep down. And so helping relatives and friends and, you know, people that I didn't know just came very natural. And so later I decided to go into the healthcare field. And I just had a natural need to help people. And I knew that I was in the right area again, but I just needed to do something career-wise on a spiritual level. So, you know, again, trusting in my spiritual family, being led by faith, I just began to explore my abilities, and it led me to where I am today, and that's helping people on a spiritual level, giving readings, and connecting people with their loved ones who've crossed over, and just making a positive impact on the lives of people on a wider scale than just my regular family, friends, and, you know, things like that. So it's just an amazing experience all around, and I enjoy it, and I just consider it a blessing, you know, all at the same time. So that's a little bit about me, but today I'd like to speak to you about forgiveness. The first thing I'm going to discuss with you is the definition of forgiveness. Now, I'm sure many of you have your own definition of the word forgiveness, but I actually found one that caught my attention, and it was very interesting. The definition defined forgiveness as the decision to let go of resentment and thoughts of revenge. Now, why did I like this definition so well, and why did it catch my attention? Well, the reason I like this definition is for two reasons. The first reason is that it pointed out that it was a decision or a choice. So it's not something that can be forced. Forgiveness has to be a personal decision. I thought this was a very strong point. Now, the second reason why I like the definition so well is because it pointed out a word that had a very, very strong meaning to it. And I feel that it ties so well into the entire meaning of forgiveness. And that word is resentment. I do believe that this word holds a very strong meaning as well. So, of course, I defined it, and resentment is defined as the bitter feeling of having been treated unfairly. Now, these two definitions, forgiveness and resentment, they both coincide with one another because naturally, when someone does something that's deemed unfair to you or unfair by you or makes you extremely uncomfortable, you automatically feel resentment or bitter, or just, you know, even if it's not as strong as resentment or bitterness, a certain awkwardness towards that person or people. Excuse me. So, however, the act of letting go of resentment is a step towards forgiveness. So that's how they tie in together. So now that we have the definitions and have somewhat a better understanding of the word, I'd like to discuss this a little bit further. Now, I know that nearly everyone has been hurt by the actions or words of another person, whether it's a relative or a friend or a coworker, et cetera. Someone has offended you at some point in your life, and that action or circumstance and that hurt that you may feel may remain a part of your life in some way, shape, or form. However, if you do forgive, then you'll allow more room for peace in your life. Now, I find that in talking to many people, you know, doing readings and, you know, not so much as doing readings as well, it's, you know, just having conversations with people, a lot of times they replay events over and over and over again in their mind. And they're, you know, saying to themselves, I should have said this, or I could have done that. And then you have what I like to call the planners, that somehow they even plan ahead of time. The next time she does this, or the next time he says this, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to say this, 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 and this. And then they have a whole laundry list of things that they plan to do if the situation occurs again. And most of the time, it's a plan of revenge. I'm going to get that person back. And without even realizing it, you're being caught up and you're being, you're in the beginning step of being swallowed up by your own bitterness and sense of injustice. And so this, of course, is something that we definitely want to stray away from. Now, granted, we all know that forgiveness doesn't happen overnight. But when you learn to embrace that forgiveness at the same time, you'll be embracing and inviting peace into your life. Now, I know many are familiar with the saying, forgive and forget. And those three words send a lot of people into a state of where they cringe, or, you know, they feel uncomfortable with that because they feel as if those words, forgive and forget, is basically just saying, oh, just let the person get away with it and just forget about it. But I personally have my own understanding of it. And the way I understand it is this. Forgive and forget means for me to forgive the person or party involved and let them go in peace. Take the lesson from it and move forward in peace for the sake of yourself and for the sake of others. Although that memory will still be in your mind, you can't forget it. But the point is to not let that memory consume you and prevent you from the happiness that you so deserve. And so when you forgive someone, you're not letting them off the hook, so to speak. You're not rewarding them or doing them a favor, for that matter, for mistreating you. You're actually doing yourself a favor by allowing yourself to be at peace and happy. You're setting yourself free from the feelings of hurt, anger, and resentment. You don't forgive because you're weak. And I know a lot of people struggle with that. But you actually forgive because you're strong enough to realize that by letting go of resentment, you'll be happy and at peace. You have to love yourself enough to let go of all the toxic energy from your life and free yourself. And I know loving yourself was one of the things that I talked about on my last show that we can definitely talk about all day, but we're not going to. So if you're mad about a situation or angry about a situation, it's okay to be angry. It's definitely unhealthy for you to suppress those feelings. But at the same time, when you forgive, you're no longer giving somebody else authority over your mind and heart and allowing them to consume your thoughts. Being forgiving is empowering. And forgiving those who have done you wrong actually gives you power back. Take it back. It was yours to begin with. Why give someone else that much power over your life where you're constantly thinking about the situation over and over again and, oh, I can't go this place because this person's here. Oh, I can't talk to this person because this person is talking to this person and this person. It actually, when you forgive, it unbinds you from the effects of that particular situation. And you know what else it does? Opens the doors to releasing yourself from the situation and giving it to the divine to deal with the situation. Another point is when you hold on to anger and resentment, you may not realize it, but it involves more work on your part and it drains your energy, as we kind of touched on a little bit earlier. It also robs you from happiness that you so deserve. Being unforgiving and holding on to certain situations, you may not realize it, but it affects your life in a ripple effect. You end up becoming so wrapped up in the wrong that someone has done to you that you can't even enjoy the present. You actually become depressed or anxious, feeling like everyone's going to treat you the same way. And then you start to notice what I like to call an illusion of signs that the situation is starting to happen again. Say, for an example, if a person gossiped about you or something like that, and then you see a group of people talking, you don't just in a group, you begin to feel like, oh my God, they're talking about me. So that's one example of how it can affect your life in a ripple effect. Now, so we've talked about forgiveness a little bit. Now the question is, how do we start to reach a state of forgiveness? Now, forgiveness is a commitment to a process of change. So to begin, one of the things that you can do is pray for that person and yourself. Pray that you're able to see the whole situation for what it truly is. And when you look at the whole situation, you're not just looking at one side of it. You're looking at both sides without judgment. And if you're having trouble seeing both sides of it, pray about it. The angels are right there, and your divine is right there to help you with it. And as a result, you might even find a compassion and understanding of that person and the situation. So instead of focusing on what the person could have done differently, focus on what you could have done differently to prevent it. And at the same time, that puts you in control, or it gives you a sense of power over the next situation. Now, of course, as a reminder, it takes time to get to that point of forgiveness. So does forgiveness guarantee reconciliation, that you and the person are going to be, okay and be able to talk and be best friends? There is no guarantee that that person is going to say, oh, yes, thank you, I see the error of my ways, I'm so sorry. Getting another person to change his or her actions or behavior or words isn't the point of forgiveness. When you think of forgiveness, think about how it can change your life by bringing you peace and happiness and emotional and spiritual healing. You know, you have to keep in mind that this is for your benefit and you're seeking peace. You can't change how that person feels about the situation. So why waste time trying to help them to see or trying to get them to see your point? They may not see it. They may still be at a point where they're learning some spiritual lessons. So at the same time, all you can do is just pray for peace and continue to move forward freely. And yes, forgiveness is possible, even if, you know, you can't reconcile with that person. Now, if you haven't reached a state of forgiveness, you know, being near that person who hurt you might be, you know, uncomfortable for you. You have to remember that you can choose to attend or avoid specific functions or gatherings. You know, being forgiven doesn't warrant you to be in an uncomfortable situation. What you can do is do your best to keep an open heart, an open mind, and you'll find that that experience helps you to move forward, you know, with forgiveness. Now, if you're the person who needs forgiveness, the first step that you can do is to honestly acknowledge the things that you've done wrong and how those wrongs have affected that person or those people. And then at the same time, remember that you're human and you make mistakes and you're not going to get it right the first time, every time. You know, so if you're truly sorry for something, it's okay to say I'm sorry and then express it. And then specifically ask for that forgiveness without making excuses, because one of the things that excuses does is it fuels the fire. So remember, you can't force someone to forgive you. You have to give that person time, and they'll do that. Allow them to process the apology. And that person may not, you know, ever have had that you know, someone to apologize to them before. They may not have experienced that, and they may not know how to react to that. So the best thing to do would be to give them time. Now, whatever happens, make sure you don't make that mistake again. And that requires work, especially if it's something that you're used to doing, like speaking your mind, as some call it. So one of the questions that came up is, what happens if I can't forgive someone? Now, we all know that this is challenging, but one of the things that you can do is reflect on, you know, the times that you've hurt someone and that, you know, and how those people forgave you. One of my favorite things that I like to do is write. So one of the things that I encourage you to do is write in a journal, you know, pray or use that guided meditation. Writing, as I mentioned before, is very helpful. What you can do is write a letter to that person and say whatever you want to say. Pour all of your feelings of anger and frustrations. Put it on that paper. And when you do, I can guarantee you that you're going to feel a sense of relief and freer than when you begin to write the letter. Now, very, very, very important, once you wrote that letter, don't send it to that person. The reason being is, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but don't send it. One of the things you can do is rip it up or throw it away, but me personally, I like to burn it. Now, the reason that you're doing this is because you're going to be releasing yourself of the situation. This is for you, and you're giving it to God. And when you rip it up or tear it up, you can pray. Pray in a heartfelt way. Cry it out if you have to and tell your divine, I'm done with this situation. And then any time after you've done this, and when the situation comes up in your mind again, you can remind yourself of the act of tearing that paper up or burning it and showing that you've already given it to God. And we all know that we can't take care of, you know, situations better than God can. So now, while gathering all of this information about forgiveness, you know, I decided to meditate and get the angels' divine guidance on forgiveness. And this is what they had to say collectively. Excuse me. Forgiveness is an act of love. It is an act of God. Please display these God-like qualities wherever you go. All of you are mere humans in this earthly plane in search of something greater than yourself. You all have many lessons to learn on this earthly plane. Please ask us for your guidance, when dealing with one who has hurt you. Please know that some of these hurts are not intentional. Some of them are a product of their own misguided life practices. The loving thing to do will be to wish your fellow brother well on their spiritual journey and leave them in peace. And you shall find peace in doing so. This is a commandment that you may choose to follow. If you do not choose this path, You will experience hardships until this path is found. Hardships in the form of guilt, thoughts that remain in disarray from the truth. We seek to restore peace to mankind. Mankind has seen so much suffering and hardship, and this is not gratifying for us to see, dear one. Allow your hearts to forgive those who have trespassed against you so that you may begin to start the work that we have already started. We wish you love and light, and remember, you can always call upon us for guidance. We rejoice when you seek peace and forgiveness of others. This is because it brings about love for your fellow brother and sister. No sin is unforgivable, so please stop holding yourself accountable to something that we've never stated that we will punish you for the deeds done out of innocence. We love you, and we want to guide you on the right direction. When we see you have committed an act that deserves forgiveness, we see this as an opportunity, not for punishment, but an opportunity to help you to regain your strength and guide you back on the righteous course so that you can walk steadily on your path. We are always here to guide you back. Please call on us for assistance, as we are always available to you. So I hope this information has been helpful, and I encourage you always, always to stay positive.
I love that. That's so beautiful. And people can use that to their benefit because, forgiveness, as you say, it isn't so much about, letting that person know, I forgive you. It's so much about us, it's about releasing that bitterness from us. And it helps us a lot, really a lot more than the person we say we're sorry to. And that's the beauty of it. And that's what it's hard for people to understand in the beginning. And we've all been there. And it's like, no, I'm not going to say I'm sorry to them because they did this and this and this to me, and it was awful. And a lot of cases that I have heard or I've been in myself have been awful that someone can do something like that. But it's for your own good, and without releasing that, you're going to be just, bothered and ripped up, not everybody gets to that point of understanding that, unfortunately, in their lifetime. But a lot of people do, but they're older and they've really done a lot of damage to their body and soul by that. But so that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I just want to add to that, you can definitely find yourself in a situation where you have a long laundry list of people that have wronged you, and you're trying to keep up so much with, okay, this person did me wrong, this person did me wrong, okay, this person, I'm not forgiving that person. It's so much, and it takes so much away from the peace that you could have just by moving forward and letting that person go in peace, and then you'll find peace as well, as the angel stated. So absolutely, it's so important.
Yes, yes, definitely. Okay, well, we want to go to callers here for Pandrea. Pandrea, thank you so much again for giving us so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Oh, thank you. To speak to Pandrea, the number to call into the radio show, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone, okay? And you can see how wonderful Pandrea is, and you can have a private reading with her. I mean, on the radio show, it has to be about a 5-minute is usually what we are able to allow, but you can give a full reading, and how wonderful that would be. And Pandrea's website is listed right here on the show page, along with the phone number as well. I'll give the phone number out to you if you want to jot that down. It is 225-571-8659. 225-571-8659. But once again, all the contact information for Pandrea for private sessions is right here on the show page. And we want to go to our first caller, bring in our friend from Atlanta, Georgia. Let's bring Teresa into the show. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Pandrea.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
Hey. I am blessed by you today. I want to say thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. You're welcome.
I have just experienced, in October, on October the 7th, I almost died. I was scheduled for an MRE to check for, an MRE check for blood flow. The doctor thought quite possibly I might have an ulcer. It was supposed to take an hour. I received an MRI, and it was 2 hours long, but the most horrifying thing was I had a severe adverse reaction to the contrast, the thick white stuff that you drink. And
oh, my God.
I felt like I was being ripped and shredded apart. I had, my lips went numb, my face swelled up. Oh. I was strapped in the full-length body tube. When the magnets came on, I got more and more short of breath. I was trying to crane and lift up my head, to breathe. And I knew that I was getting ready. I felt like fluid. I was just about to pass on over to the next life when a voice told me, if you continue to lay in this tube, they will find your dead, lifeless body. And I actually saw the image of my body. I was not in it, from above, looking, and my head was tilted to the right with white foam coming out of my mouth. And I felt like I was about to black out when the unthinkable happened. And, have you ever been poked in the eye before?
Oh, yeah. I've done it to myself before.
Okay. So if you'd never been poked in the eye, you wouldn't be able to really kind of explain how bad it is. So this is something like that. At that moment when I was about to cross over, one leg and one foot in one life, one foot in this life, my anus was jerked up inside my rectum.
Oh, wow. That's
not something that you could really even imagine, the horrible pain, but I experienced it. And that's when I started hitting the button and screaming, help, help, help. I'm having an allergic reaction, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, 4 days later, I'm calling my doctor that sent me, and because I had left. I told him, we're finished, we're through. And the girl was very, very cruel, very mean. There was something not right about it, and I was given the F-bomb, I'm like, we're done, we're through. Like, no, we haven't done the MRE. Well, 4 days later, I'm getting ready to fly to Florida because my father-in-law is being admitted to hospice, but I can't eat or drink, and I can't stand up straight, and I'm short of breath, and my face is peeling, and I really feel bad. And I was told by turn call that, stop what you're doing, go immediately to the emergency room. You're in grave danger of the grave. So I'm on a all-liquid diet because I have paralysis in my colon. So when you eat, when food goes into your colon, it sits there and I expand. So hoping that this is going to be temporary. I had a long-distance energy healing by Brian, a gentleman I've never met. He lives in Australia. Mm-hmm. His name's Brian Costigan. He's known as Brian the Healer. So October the 7th was the worst, best day of my life. I was taught strength. I didn't know how strong I could be. I never even thought that I would have to beg and fight for my life. I was taught compassion by a lady taking an IV line out while I was in, shock. And I was taught kindness by the director, and he offered me a warm blanket. Not that that would have helped any, but I went back March the 9th. I'm writing a book about this experience because it is so mind-boggling. And I took gifts because I was very, very angry because I had been harmed. I spent 2 days in critical care ICU at another hospital. It's not that I can't eat. I want to eat. I want to chew food and swallow it. But my body is, when you expand an inch a day because it can't process, it's kind of humbling, So I had all this toxic energy of, how I just wanted to go put my elbow in this girl's eye socket and stuff that's really not me. And I decided, this is not me. I'm not going to hold on to this. And I bought flowers and cards and candy and lucky 7 scratch-off tickets because October the 7th was the luckiest day of my life. If I ever doubted for a moment that there was a higher power or creation, whatever you want to label it, God, Buddha, Muhammad, mm-hmm. Mother Earth, mm-hmm. you know, Krishna, Yahweh, mm-hmm. whatever you want to label it, I do know that is a reality. And I do know this, you're so much stronger than you could ever possibly know. And
absolutely.
The clinical director cried in the lobby with a room full of people waiting to be served. And, you know, I explained to him, I am so sorry. I am, you know, I was vulgar, saying the F-bomb, you know, screaming and hollering. And, you know, that's not me. And he's like, oh, no, I knew it wasn't. Oh, my God, I've been so worried about you. It's truly
what
great that you did. And everything you've said today has been so on point, and I am so humbled.
Oh, my goodness, Teresa.
It's resulted in me filing for divorce with my husband because he had 7 phone calls. And he had to be told by the hospital to get me to the ER, and he did nothing. And I was so hurt when I looked at the cell phone bills because I felt like maybe it was an attempt to murder, but maybe it's just stupidity. And in regards, I can't, the man that I left for 11 years, I can't go with him. I can't do it with him anymore. So I just wanted to say thank you for today.
Oh, my goodness, Teresa. I'm very, very touched by your story, and thank you so much for sharing that story. It's really, and I'm sure you've encouraged many other people as well with your story as well, because that is something that is very, very hard, you know, to forgive. And yes, the things that you have experienced, you know, and I know you've dropped a couple of F-bombs, I'm sure, you know, many, many people would have done that. But at the same time, I'm so happy to see that you have moved forward with this.
Yes.
And I wish you the very, very best on your journey. Oh, my gosh. You have me getting emotional over here as well. Oh, my God.
The book is, you know, the contrast material, you know, is very, very dangerous. And the pharmaceutical companies are downplaying it. And they don't call mm-hmm. it someone dying or death. They call it an unfortunate ending. And an MRI machine has enough force that it can pick up a car. And we are putting our bodies in this machine, and it changes the molecular DNA of our physical being. You can YouTube it and go MRI, and you're seeing all of these top scientists, engineers, and doctors talk about the risk. And people are being told, no, oh, it's highly unusual anyone's allergic, and that's untrue.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
The book I'm writing is very, very, it's my experience. I'm naming the facility and calling out the pharmaceutical company as well as the engineering processes for that machine, because it increases your internal temperature. I almost baked to death. It has more power in it than a microwave.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, I am the only being on this great big planet of green and blue to survive being nearly cooked to death. And it was because I prayed, God's will be done. Whatever it is, I'm accepting. I've had a good life. I've had a very, very God-favored life. And I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. And I got Yeah, you
absolutely.
Feel that, right?
Yes, I do. And, you know, I just, like I said, I really, really appreciate you sharing that with us. And I'm definitely looking forward to your book. Please keep me posted. You have my information.
Fearful Hillies, I'll autograph one and I will send it to you. But I send you so much love. And
same here.
I always heard people going, oh, I forgive the person that harmed me. And I'm like rolling my eyes back in my head going, oh, that's just stupid. I can't even imagine that.
Mm-hmm,
understand completely. I understand. It is great.
Yes, ma'am.
It is healing, and it is letting go of something you really don't want to hold on to.
That's it.
Thank you for your words today. You have blessed me. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much, Ms. Teresa. I'm so glad to talk to you.
And I. All right.
All right. Sending you much love, Teresa, my friend. Keep in touch.
Absolutely.
Been through so much, and definitely know when that book comes out, we'll have you on the LA show. So,
next
all right, Mom.
Thanks.
Take care. Okay, bye bye.
You're welcome.
Wow, that's amazing.
Wow.
You know, it's amazing how people come on and they, you know, they spirit so directs people. People don't realize that, but it's like getting you and I together so that you could come on. That's one example. But also having Teresa, Teresa calls in occasionally, not a ton, but I've known Teresa for years, and she helps the elderly is what she's done in the past. That's her vocation, and that's such a such a giving heart, and for her to call in today and hear exactly what, you know, you're talking about at the precise time which she's going through, is such a blessing from Spirit to arrange that. So that's
absolutely
amazing.
Absolutely. She is amazing. Let me tell you, you know, the things that I was picking up on her, you know, were very, very amazing. You know, she has a really good heart, and she's definitely going to be successful with your book. And, Teresa, I hope you heard that.
Yes, she's still on the line, so great. Let's move along only because of time. Wish Pandrea was on a daily basis, since she knows that. But she's like, no go, Mike, don't got the time for you. Joking.
I wish I did. Oh, my goodness.
Don't call me, Mike. I'm going to hang up on you. Don't do it.
No. Oh, my goodness. Wow. It's always amazing to be here.
Let's go to another great person. A lot of great calls here. This is my next call is actually one of my guests on Monday nights, and she's a psychic medium herself and a great, beautiful soul. Let's bring in Diane from Canada. Hey, Diane.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Hi, Miss Diane. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm so glad you could take my call. I was listening to the first half hour there. Well, I've listened to the whole show now, but amazing. I thank you so much for all that information you gave me. It just put it all up, like put it all into a little package for me, you know, and I do a lot of spiritual work too, and I help people, but sometimes we need to be reminded of that, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, forgiveness it plays such a big part in spiritual work, you know, because in doing spiritual work, you know, dealing with the angels, dealing with our divine and things like that, you know, we're taught to help people. We're supposed to help people. And so when in helping people, you know, we have to also be forgiving and be mindful that we're all human. We all make mistakes at some point in our life. And, you know, we want to basically be treated like anybody else would like to be treated. You know, treat others as you would like them to treat you. And so being forgiveness, it just ties into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I would love to ask, I just want to know if you get anything for me.
Okay. Well, like I already know, you're a spiritual person.
Yeah.
But I do see that right now there's a bunch of things that you have in store for you. I do know that you're working on several projects. However, what Spirit has to say to you is take one thing at a time, because I see it nestled up in a ball. And, you know, there's so many things that you want to work on, great things. But it's more like I'm working on this, and I just see how one thing can tie to another thing, So definitely just take some time and meditate and, you know, and work on that, you know, the things that you're trying to do one step at a time. Also, being, you know, the new thing that you started, which is, I think, you're on the show, right? Every Mondays? Is it Mondays?
Yes. Yeah, but I've been doing that for a long time now. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Please continue to do that. You're helping people.
Okay.
And, you know, you're helping so many people. Also, another thing, too, is that you give of yourself, and you kind of lack, you know, you put other things up there. I'm getting tongue-tied, so the information is coming so quickly. You're helping so many people, and you don't want to leave yourself out of the equation. And that's what I kind of see you doing, and you kind of can get tired quickly, fatigued doing that. And also another thing is that, you know, doing your spiritual work, you're also empathic, so please take measures to be able to balance those, you know, the chakras and things, and I'm quite sure you already know about the chakras and things like that. Please be mindful of that. There's a meditation as well that I'm going to be coming out with pretty soon that will help with that. But until that happens, there are other methods that, number one, you're actually naturally aware of, you know, because I do see crystals and stones and things like that around you as well. But there are also things that you can do on a spiritual level as well. And, you know, by talking to your guides and seeing, you know, help me to look inside of myself and see those things that I need to work on, whether it's my root chakra, or whether I feel like I need financial guidance, or my sacral chakra, or my solar chakra, or things that. And one of the things that I do see that you do, that you don't have a problem with, is speaking your truth. That's one of the things that I see that you do.
What all the things you were saying, because I was like, okay, like I know that I fail sometimes in the forgiveness, or I do speak my truth, and I call people out, and I don't necessarily know if that's really the right thing to do. But when I don't call people out, then I get stepped on.
Well, here's the thing. And it's not necessarily, like I say, I want to say the right or wrong thing to do. It's more so the way you do it. So, for example, if you're at work and somebody's not holding up their end of the portion of work or whatever, you can say, hey, you know, I know naturally it would be more like, look, you need to pick up the pace. Like, you're kind of holding us up here. But, or not necessarily in those words, but kind of per se. But the better way to handle that would be, okay, so I do see you have a little extra time here. Would you mind helping with this, or would you mind helping with that? And that'll kind of give them the incentive that, okay, she's noticing I'm not doing a whole lot. They'll come to their own conclusion of that. So you see how those play of words kind of, you know, it still got the job done, you know, but it didn't necessarily have to come out, you know, in a way that made another person feel uncomfortable.
That's exactly what I get in trouble for work at all the time. Diane, if you just said it a little nicer, you could be a teacher instead of a meanie. and you know, I struggle with that because I'm like, serious, where is anybody's common sense? And I get frustrated, and that's really where my problem is at work. It's like, why do I have to teach you common sense?
Absolutely, you know, I want to say it. I need to say this to this person. And she's walking around like she's not, like she's doing everything right, and she's not. Oh, my God. Like, why did she ask me this simple question? This simple question, like, some she should already know. But instead of using that as a, instead of saying, oh, my God, give them common sense, just, you know, okay, so this is an opportunity for me to teach them and show them what I know. Because you're very smart. You know your work. You know your stuff like the back of your hand. That's just a given with you. And like I said, another thing, absolutely, you know your stuff. I already see that. I see people actually look up to you for your hard work, even though it may not be said. By the way, I do want to tell you that is coming up soon, that they are going to be showing more, you know, gratitude for your work. And you know, you're going to definitely get recognition at work very, very soon. I just want to tell you that.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, You're very welcome. But absolutely, you know, use that as a teaching tool to say, maybe I can find some helpful information or how can I help you? And so, you know, with that being said, but I think you'll be fine. That's the only, you know, thing that I see that you could definitely work on. And another thing, too, is just the balance of the chakras. Just balance those chakras.
Balance
my
chakras.
You'll be fine. You have the, yeah, you do have the tools to do that. Yeah, heart
well,
chakra.
Well, thank you
it,
so
it,
much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't want
to I just
want
to tell you
long.
This
I'm
really
sorry.
Quick. Yeah. That's okay. I just want to tell you this really quick. But the heart chakra, I do see, you know, that could definitely use some work. And this is all due to past stuff. So anyway. That's it. I'm
going to
leave you with that.
Well, I'm going to try. I'm going to check you out online. I'm going to check you out online, and hopefully I can give you a call or something. I just want to, I really, really love your energy. I love how you're teaching. It's awesome. You've helped me so much today. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, you're so very welcome.
All right. Take care, Diane. You hit
Thanks,
Diane
Michael,
straight
bye.
On.
All right.
I know.
Okay. You guys, yeah. All right. Take care. Okay. Hang on, everybody. Okay. We're going to go. Can we squeeze in one other quick call here? Andrea, can you stay a minute?
Yeah, I can definitely say
okay.
that.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Let me see here because someone's been holding. I know we'll kind of – okay, here we go. I got my switchboard back. So, okay, let's bring in from Virginia, let's bring in Teresa to the show. Okay. Welcome.
Oh, hello.
Another
How
Teresa. Hello.
Another Teresa.
Feeling good.
Yes, and we have similar experiences too. She really touched – on some of what I've experienced in the past and what I'm experiencing now in the present, physically, medically. So it was really moving to hear her story as much as we could hear. But, yeah, so great show.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So, yeah, I'm calling in to see what you see about my future. I'm soon going to be moving to a new town, and it's not a job that's taking me to this town or anything like that. Right now I work for myself. I have a studio, an art studio, and I'll be closing it to move. And I'm not sure if I want to open it up again in the new town I'm going to. I'm not sure what I want to do. I'm not sure which direction I should go to make money, to be productive, to give back, to help people, and to make money.
Absolutely. Now, here's the thing. I see you. I do see you moving, you know, and everything, like you said. But, however, when you do move, I know you said you're not sure whether you want to open up another shop or anything like that. And I know I'm talking pretty quick because I want to get all of this in here.
Right.
But I do see you doing that. You're actually going to open up another shop. The reason being is because I don't see you happy working for anyone else. You've been on your own for quite some time. And so you being, you know, under someone else is just not your forte. So you're definitely going to be opening it back up. And right now, this is art is your heart. This is your creativity. You're so very creativity, the creative, the clothes that you wear, everything about you is just creative. I just see it. but you're going to be fine. And I know you're reluctant in moving, but right now, please continue to do what you're doing right now. You're going to be fine with the move. I don't see anything that's holding you back. But they just said there's nothing holding her back, Andrea, but her. So there you go.
Yeah.
So release those fears to your angels and your guides, and you'll definitely be fine. I don't really see any type of struggle or anything like that. Your financial situation will definitely get better where you are because there's going to be a lot of people, and I want to say within the next 2 months, 2 months get into you moving, you're going to be meeting some people that are of like interest, and they're going to start, you know, kind of hipping you up to the, you know, the ropes as to what to do in starting your business there. So definitely
excellent.
Good luck to you on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. So thank you for taking my call, squeezing me in. And
you're very welcome.
And you have a great day. And you too, Michael.
Okay,
anytime.
Too.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
We appreciate you.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, we have had a great show, a great hour. Wow.
Yeah.
Got like a lot in there in an hour. That was great.
I know, right?
Yes. Yeah, you're fantastic. So, okay, well, I'm going to let you go, and I'll let the folks know again how people can reach you, but I know you got a skedaddle, as they say. So,
absolutely.
Great show, and loved it, and have a good week. We'll see you back here next week, same time, same bat channel.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That's Pandrea, and again, you can reach Pandrea at her website and phone number. All that is listed here on the show page, including the email address. Okay, so right on the show page. And Pandrea does private sessions on a regular basis in case you had a question about that. Some people do. So I got to get that out there. And I'll give out the phone number one more time, but it is on the show page. I keep saying that, but it is. And the phone number is 225-571-8659. Okay, so our next show today is going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, okay? And we'll have 3 hours straight, okay? Barbara Grace Reynolds will be kicking off the first hour as she hosts the first hour. And then we'll have a couple of guests. One is from Australia. And I think Bonnie will be calling in on that show. And then we got a brand new guest after that for a half hour that we weren't able to get to last week because of technical issues with the network. And then we got the hour at 9 with the Psychic Medium Sisters that are coming on for a one-time event to help our homeless foundation. So there you go there. All right, everybody, that's going to do it. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Much love, and we will see everybody soon. Yes, Bonnie, Jasper. okay,